to the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Omer of Yosef. We'll go back a little bit. Teda datova meitiv lav doraisa. Tell, prove to you that atova meitiv is not a bracha that is part of the brachas of benching min haTorah. Sharei poalim okrim osa. Because when person's working on a time basis, so the Chachamim patterned him from saying Atova Meitiv, ushered him from saying Atova Meitiv, because it wastes time from his work. So if it would be Min HaTorah, they would not have made him not say it. He has to say the other brachas. The only reason this bracha, not, it's only Drabbanan. Omer of Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, Mishmei Durav, Teda Datova Meitiv Vav Dorais. I'll bring another proof that Hatova Meitiv is not Min HaTorah. It starts with a bracha, but it doesn't end with a bracha. Hatova Meitiv is basically what Tosa says later on is that Hatova Meitiv originally was a very short bracha. It was just that Hatova Meitiv. They added other things to it over time, and it became a little bit longer bracha the way we have it, right? But that's the bracha we start. Hokel Avinu Malkeinu Adirenu Borenu Goalenu Yotzenu Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov. That Hatova Meitiv part was the Ikra Bracha in the beginning. So that's what we're talking about, Hatova Meitiv, that fourth Bracha in Shmoneh Esrei. But it starts with a Bracha, it doesn't end with a Bracha. La'olam al yichasreinu, it doesn't end with a Baruch Ato Hashem. Kedetanya, kol ha-brachas kulam poseach bohen bebaruch, v'chosein bohen bebaruch. All the Brachas, except for the exceptions, we're going to say, start with a Baruch and end with a Baruch. Like Birchas Kriyashma. Right at night. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hashem B'dvaro Mariv Aravim. Baruch Atah Hashem Hamariv Aravim. So it starts with a bracha, it ends with a bracha. Chutz, which ones don't? Mi Birkas HaPeiros, the brachos on food, which is called Birkas HaPeiros, right? And Ubirkas HaMitzvos, Birkas HaMitzvos, Asher Kishon Svanu Al Netilas Lulav, and so on. They just have a bracha. There's one bracha. They don't have a bracha in the beginning and a bracha in the end. And any bracha that's part of a series of brachas that's connected to a bracha before it. So since it's connected to a bracha before it, it doesn't start with baruch, it just ends with baruch, like Elokai Neshama. Okay? It's a bad example because it's not according to everybody. But in any case, according to us, Elokai Neshama follows Asher Yotza, right, in the morning. So you say what's it called? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hashem Yotzar. Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzar. What's it called? What's the end of the bracha? What? Baruch Fei Kol Basar Mafli Lasos Elokei Neshama. So that bracha already serves as if it was the beginning of the bracha of Elokei Neshama also. Since Elokei Neshama is Samach Lechaverta, so it doesn't start with a baruch, or better, Birchus Kriyashma. Ava Rabba, Ava Solam, doesn't start with a bracha, because it's samuch, it's always connected to a bracha before it. So, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Baruch Atah Hashem Hamariv Aravim, Ava Solam. Okay, so that's called the bracha samuch lechaverta. Doesn't have to start with a new baruch. It's enough that the bracha before it always precedes it, so it's like it starts with a bracha. Ubracha achrona shebekriyishma yeshmohem sheposeach bohem bevorach ve'ein chosim bevorach. Then there's some brachas that start with a bracha, right, and don't finish with a bracha. The yesh mehem shechosim ben bevorach ve'ein poseach bevorach. And there's some brachas that start with a bracha but don't start with a bracha. The hatova meitiv poseach bevorach ve'ein chosim bevorach, right. Michlal the bracha with the asmahi. Lachora, according to this rule, Hatova Meitiv shouldn't start with a bracha. Because it's samuch lechaverta. Right? Just like no delecha doesn't start with baruch, and rachim doesn't start with baruch, because they all are always samuch to the bracha before it. So the bracha, baruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech olam, hazon es ha'olam, that is the original bracha that all the other ones follow. So the next ones don't have to start with baruch. No delecha, rachim. And then Lechara, what's it called? Hatova Meitiv shouldn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. It should just start with Roeinu, Avinu, whatever, what's it called? Hakel Melech Hatova Meitiv, whatever the Nusach would be. Right? It shouldn't start with Baruch, just like the other brachas of benching don't. And therefore, why does it start with Baruch? Because it's a bracha by itself. it's not connected to the ones before. The ones before are brachas min haTorah, and this is only a bracha derabbanan. In fact, we'll see from Rashi, it's mashma, this is not even a part of benching. Right? It was added to benching just because of a special takana to remember Haruge Beitar. But they didn't make it part of benching itself. Right? It's a special bracha that is included in benching, but it's not benching itself. It's a different Indian bechlau. The takana in benching. So it's not even connected to the brachas before. It's a bracha by itself. It's not just because it's rabbanan. It's a separate thing, but it's a takana drabar. If it had been part of benching min haTorah, it would follow the series. It wouldn't start with baruch. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Shahari poseach bo v'baruch, the idio raisahi havismucha l'chaverto. They imposed him baruch. It would be from the Torah. It would be the fourth bracha in the series of benching, and just like the other two, after the first one, don't start with baruch. This one shouldn't start with baruch either. Kinetanya yesh mehem kigo birchas peiros u'mitzvus poseach ve'eino chosin. Birchas ha-peiros, birchas ha-mitzvus start with a bracha. They don't have a bracha as the end. They just have a one line brachas. The time of farz bar v'psachim mishum the kula chada hodah. Wherever it's just one short hodah, then it only has one bracha. It doesn't have a beginning and an end. The ein hetzik davar. There's no bakasha in it. It's just a straight hodah, then it's one straight bracha. Kiddush is not just hodah. We ask for things in Kiddush, right? So therefore, since there's bakashos also, therefore it starts with baruch and it ends with baruch. But where there's just one straight hodah, there what's it called doesn't start with baruch and end with baruch. It just starts with baruch and that's it. V'yesh mehem chosein v'lo poseach kigo bracha smucha l'chaverta. There's some that don't start with a bracha but end with a bracha. Those are the brachas smuchas l'chaverta. But they don't have to start with a baruch, right? Even though they normally should, they have the same nusach of brachas that normally start with a baruch and end with baruch. But here it doesn't have to because it's smuch l'chaverta. It's connected to the bracha before it. Shari kvar pasach the bracha rishona. And the brachas of Kriyishma lachareha are considered smucha lachaverta, even though Kriyishma is maksik, right? They're not right next to the bracha before, but that's not called the hetzik, right? That's all what's it called, considered part of the Seder HaTfila and Seder HaBrachos, not a Hetzik. And therefore, the Bracha after Kriyishma is Samach L'Chaverta to the first Bracha before Kriyishma, Yotzer Or Avorich Hoshech. That starts with a Baruch, and therefore Avaraba, Avas Olam doesn't start with a Baruch, and neither does Emes Namuna and Hashkivenu, because they all go back on the first Bracha before Kriyishma. Hatova meitiv zelav smucha lechaver tohi she'eno mibirkas hamazon el al kfuras haruge beitar tiknua. It's not really part of birkas hamazon, which means it's not part of birkas hamazon min haTorah, right? It's not the original birkas hamazon. The rabbanan made a takana to remember haruge beitar, right? In benching, right? Partially, I think the Rabbeinu Yonah says that it's like a sombering zechiras yom hamavis. You get too carried away with eating, especially drinking wine, you can, get off the derech. You get too much simcha and holulus, it's dangerous. So they made a takana to remember haruge beitar, both in benching and in drinking new wine, so it sombers you and you don't get carried away. So in any case, so it's a special takana that at the time that you're benching, you should remember haruge beitar. Right. You could learn Rashi, it's not mi birkas hamazon d'oraisa. But Rashi doesn't say that. Say, ain't no mi birkas hamazon. This is not part of birkas hamazon. It's a special takana they made that when you're benching, you should mention haruge beitar. It's a separate thing by itself. Okay, let's go on. Tosus over here mentions a few different brachas of their samuch lechaverto or whatever. He says, what's it called? The Yiratzon, after Hamavir Sheinu Me'enai, could be it doesn't start with Baruch because it's Samach L'Chaverto, it's a separate bracha, or it could be that it's part of that same bracha. That's a, the difference between you say Yehi Ratzon or Vihi Ratzon. Is it a Hemshech of the Bracha before Abba Rashid or not? Right? And that's one Bracha like that. And the Bracha of what's it called? The Harevna in Birkas HaTorah. Could be that Somuch V'Chavirta. It could be also that it's what's it called? That it's part of the Bracha itself. Tosus brings down both possibilities. Says, what's it called? Yishtabach doesn't start with a bracha, because somach to baruch shomar. And even though there's pukah zimra in between, that's not a hefsik. Just like kriyashma is not a hefsik between the bracha before kriyashma and the bracha after kriyashma. He says, what's it called? A chora. Why do we make a bracha asher bochar bonu by birchas haTorah? Why does that start with baruch? It's also somach lechaverta. Just like baharevna is somach lechaverta if it's a separate bracha. So why isn't... So he says, there is because there's sometimes that bracha is said by itself. By, what's it called? By Birchas HaTorah, by Kriyas HaTorah. We say that bracha by itself. And even though that also should be a bracha Samuch L'Chavertah, the second bracha, Asher Nosan Lonu, because it's Samuch to the first bracha. But Lamaisa, what's it called, he says, they used to say, the first one used to say a bracha, and the last person, so many people in between, and so many Kriyas, that is a Hefsik, and therefore they had to say a bracha to begin with a bracha also. So Lamaisa, it remained as a bracha by itself. Wherever sometimes the bracha isn't said somach lechaverta, it's said by itself, then the rule is that it usually starts with baruch, even where it is somach lechaverta. Okay. For instance, an example of that in Sheva brachas. The last bracha in Sheva brachas starts with baruch. All the middle ones don't start with baruch. Sameach to samach, sos tosis. Right? Why the first ones do, why they're not considered somach lechaverta, is a separate thing. But the last one, the Chora, should be no different than Sameach to Samach and Sos Tosis. But since sometimes you say it by itself, well, you don't say all the Sheva Brachas, you just say Asher Bara, right? Since sometimes you say it by itself and not Samach L'Chavrta, even when it's Samach L'Chavrta, you say it with a Brach. Say they never didn't change the Nus. Go on. Tosfos asks, why doesn't Atova Meitiv end with a baruch also? It's a long bracha, and we ask for things there too. Right? It's not just one hodah. He says, no, originally it was one short hodah. Atova Meitiv, that was it. They added other things in it afterwards, but they maintained the structure of the bracha not to end with a baruch. Even though later on things were added to it, which would really make it the kind of bracha that you should end with baruch. But since it's ikr, it's just that Atova Meitiv, they left it as a regular bracha with one straight hodah and didn't end with baruch. Okay, let's go on. The Omer of Nachman bar Yitzchak, Teda, Ha'tova Meitiv lav d'oraisa, Shari Okran also v'veis ha'odol. I'll prove to you that Ha'tova Meitiv is not from the Torah because, at least according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't say it in Beis Ha'odol. You don't say it b'chlal in Beis Ha'odol. Kinetanya, Mahim Omer v'veis ha'odol, Baruch Ha'tova Meitiv. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Baruch Dayin Ho'emes. Right? Rabbi Akiva says, you don't say Atova Meitiv, you say Dayin Ho'emes. So where it says Atova Meitiv in Dayin Ho'emes Lo, the Tanakama, the first Mandi Omer, right, says that you say Atova Meitiv, you don't say Dayin Ho'emes in Beis Ha'Avel. Right? Elo'ema Af Atova Meitiv. The first Mandi Omer says you say both, Atova Meitiv and Dayin Ho'emes. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, you say a completely different bracha, you say Dayin Ho'emes, you don't say Atova Meitiv. So you see that they could be oker that bracha. The bracha d'oraisa, you have to say atova meitiv. They couldn't be oker it. They shouldn't say it at all. It should be that you have to say both. So you see, at least there's a sheet of Rabbi Akiva. Must be that bracha is only drabonet. Marzutra ikla lebe Ravashi isra be milsa. Right? Marzutra went to the house of Ravashi and he was sitting shiva. Pasach uborich. So he made the bracha atova meitiv kel emes dayin emes shofet b'tzedek lo keach b'mishpat. The shalit be olamo lasos bokirzono kichol drachav mishpat shakol shalov anachnu amo vavodov uvechol anachnu chayovin laholdos lo levorcho goder pirzos b'Israel who yigdur esapirzos zos b'Israel lechayim. Right, so that was the nusach that he said. So we don't say that nusach, but we don't say it at all. But in any case, that's not the nusach that even if we would say it, we say a little bit different nusach. But he said basically in the Beis Ha'Avel, aside from atova meitiv, you also add in a dayin ha'emes. And Tzidduk HaDin, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam judges righteously, and everything he does is b'mishpat. and he rules over the world to do what he wants, and everything is his, and you have to accept the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam has the right to take people's lives also, and that this pirtza, the fact that somebody was nifter, and it says that if there's one person, a chabur is nifter, the whole chabur has to be doeg, so the Ribbono Shel Olam should be golder, that pirtza, and it shouldn't spread more. Okay, that's the gist of the bracha. Rashi. Shahari Okri Rosov they saw, although I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. Lahechan Huchal, going to get her yet. Satosa says over here that the Nusach is what's it called? Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hakel Atov Ametiv, El Emes, Dayan Emes, Shofei Pitzedek, Velokeach Vemishpat, Vesholet Vemaisot, Vanachtu Avada, Viamo, Vechol Anachtu Chayov, Lahodoslo, Lavorcho, Voder Pirtzos Vyisrael, Yigder Pirtzos Zos, Vyoleinu, Vyalo Ovel, Shavisokeinu, Lechayim, Lesholom, and then Harachman Hu Yimloch. Okay? The Brizar of Bahag, that you shouldn't say, Lokeach Vemishpat, that the Rebbe Hashem takes souls justly. Because the halacha, we hold that yesh misa below chet. It's possible for a person to die without being judged, what's it called? It's possible people die just because that's the time that they have to die or whatever, not because it's chet. Yesh misa below chet. It's possible a person dies and it's not because of an oldish of a chet. So therefore it's not dafka lokeach the mishpat. The Rosh takes people with a mishpat, with a din. Sometimes it has nothing to do with a din. So that's just the person's time has come. Okay. Let's go on. Okay. Lehechan hu chozer. So Rashi says, Lehechan hu chozer, Mishin it starif lezimun. The Omrim le'el, alibadar sheishas, birchas zimun ad hazon. V'hutzrach ze lios machzik achiloso, ad shigmur habavorek birchas hazon. The chozer ze shehivzik lishnayin, the gomar sudoso, Lehechan hu chozer levorek at la'achar shigmur sudoso. Okay. So Rashi learns like this. Very interesting. Another Rishon Kibat learned like Rashi. Rashi, very difficult Rashi. Rashi says three people were eating. We said before that if two of them are ready to bench, so one of them has to stop eating. Right? He's not ready yet to bench. He wants to continue eating. He stops for a while, listens to the Zimun, and then continues eating and benches by himself. When he ends up benching by himself, where does he start benching from? Okay, now we said before that according to Rav Sheshes, Birchas HaZimun goes till Hazonis HaKol. So he has to sit and listen, and then they used to be motzi, everybody in benching. One person benched, and everybody listened, and they were answered Amen, and they were yotzi. So he heard the Zimun, and he heard also what's it called, the first bracha, according to Rav Sheshes. He heard till Hazonis HaKol. Now when he finishes his meal, where does he have to go back to? Does he continue on from what he heard already? So he just starts no delucha. He already was yotze with hazonis hakol. Very difficult though, because he continued eating. But vaistais, he's flutter from hazon. Just like Rashi, we said before in Rashi, that a yochid, according to Rashi, doesn't say hazon anyway. He only starts with no delucha. So he already heard hazon. He heard the birchas hazimun. He continues now. He starts with no delucha. That's one opinion. Or not. So then where it says, Lehechan Uchozer. So now, when this guy finishes his meal, where does he start benching from? Rav Zvid, Mishmeid Abai, Omer Chozer LaRosh. He has to go back to the beginning. And we'll see the summary shown him in Rashi hold, right? He goes back to the beginning means he says the Zimun again. He says, right, Nivorech Elokeinu Shochal Mishalo, and then he starts Morech Hazon HaSakol. So he says the Zimun again for himself, a Yochid, and he benches. And Varabonan Amri Lamakum Shapasak. He starts from where he stopped, which means no delicha. He already heard Hazan Sakol. So he goes from no delicha. The Hilcha saw Lamakum Shapasak. And the halacha taka is that he starts from no delicha. This is Rashi Shita. So you'll see how the Rishonim and Achronim learned in Rashi, but that's basically what Rashi said. Okay. Chozer LaRosh, Shlitchilas Hazan. Here Rashi starts at the beginning of Hazonis HaOlam. Shar Yishchai B'Zimun Shebetchila Hukba B'Gimel. Right? And Tchilas Hazon could be, means, like Rashi says, Hazon you only say when you say a Zimun. So some Achronim learn in Rashi, Tchilas Hazon means from Rabbi Osai, Nevorech. Or Nevorech Elokeinu, Nevorech Shochal Nevishalom. Right? That's the beginning of Hazon. And Rashi explains why. Because he already was Chayiv in Zimun, and now he's going to bench, he has to do it, b'mezumen. And even though he heard a zimun already from the other two, that was their zimun. He hasn't been yotzei his evil because he was deleting. So he has to go back and say a mezumah for himself. The makom, he answered there. The makom, but he ate again. So he was yotzei for them by answering, but now he's still, that chiyuv still is on him. The makom shepasak lebirkas haaretz kishar yochid. He doesn't start from what's it called, from birchas hazon and zimun. He already was yotzei then, not just for them but for himself too. So he starts like any yochid. Rashi says from dodeh lechon. A yochid Rashi holds doesn't say birchas hazon. That's only part of zimun. Okay. Okay, we'll see. There's other shitas over here, but should we do it now? Yeah. Okay. First of all, in Birkas HaOvel, the Ber HaGolah says Bizman HaZeh, we're not knowing to say Birkas HaDeilim. Some hold you only say it anyway with a minion. You don't say it stand if you bench in the base HaOvel, right? You don't. The Ovel doesn't say this Nosach unless it's a minion. And the Gesher HaChaim says that for whatever reason the minion is not to say it Bizman HaZeh. We say a regular benching, even the Asara, even when there's a minion. And some say that the Nusach that says in the Gemara is, after you say the whole Nusach regular HaTov HaMeitiv, then you say this Nusach in addition. And some say, no, this is in place of the original Nusach. But it makes no difference. The Maisa, the Midika Olam is not to say it, but Lam. For whatever reason. Okay. Tosis learns that what's it called, it's not talking in a case where one guy stopped eating to answer to the other two, and then he goes back and eats, and then he, what's it called, has to bench. Where should he start benching from? Since he ate already, Ivani has to start from Hazan, right? And since he's only one person, he doesn't say Mezumin. But Tosa says, it's talking in a case where the guy went out to the Shuk, and they are benched with him, far away, right? But he answers them, and now he comes back to bench. He's not eating again. He didn't eat again. So now the Shaila is, was he yotzei with what he heard already, even though he wasn't sitting there with them at the table? Or no, since he was away and he comes back, he has to, what's it called, start again. But Tosfos says it's talking such a case back where the guy benched after the other ones, but he didn't eat in between. And the Rosh learns, it's talking where, what's it called, the Rosh says a thing where three people stop and they listen to seven. There's 10 people eating together, and 7 of them on the bench. So the halacha is that the 3 that are still eating have to stop, listen to the benching, be mitzvarif, and then they can go back and eat, as long as there's 7 people who already want to bench. So he says that, what's it called, there, they, what's it called, first of all, he says they can go back and eat immediately after the zimun. They don't have to wait till hazan is hakol, because they're just answering that they should say Shem Hashem. And after that, when they bench again, those 3, they have to have another mezumin. Because there's 3 of them. So they have, what's it called, they start, they make another mezumin when they bench. What? Mustam, there's nobody argues on the Rosh. The 3 people didn't bench the mezumin. They only answered to the first ones. Let's take a look and see, but there's no one who argues on this Rosh. Okay, let's go on. Omer le reish galusa le rav sheshes. Afal gav du rabbonim kshishe asun. Even though you are older rabbonim, parsoi b'tzorchei suda b'ki minayhu. The parsiim are more adept at etiquette during eating than you are. Okay, I saw one day it holds that parsiim does not mean goyim. Jewish Parsiim, and they're called Parsiim. We find places where the Gemara calls people according to where they come from, even though they're Jews. Bavloyim, meaning Jews, but they're Jews from Bavel, are called Bavloyim, and so on. So here, Parsiim means Jews who came from Paras were very adept in etiquette, and that explains a little bit why we would learn from how they do it, or whatever, or eskashas on how they do it. Who cares? They're a bunch of Goyim. Right? Most of the Shitas here hold is talking about Goyim who are Persians, and they happen to be very menumas, very etiquette-minded when it came to eating. And I don't know, we do it differently because we have halachas of benching and you can see a sapas or whatever, but etiquette-wise, we can learn from them too. Okay. Bizman shem shtei mitos, so they, what's it called, their etiquette in eating is the following. When they used to eat, reclining on couches, when there were just 2 people eating, 2 couches, Godel Mesei Barosh, so the greater person was, what's it called, at the head. V'sheni lo lamalo heimenu. And the second one, in other words, the person who was lesser than him, was, what's it called, he was on the side, but above him. So if the guy had to talk, he would look up, back, in front, back of him, to talk to the guy that, what's it called, that that was lesser than him. Uvizman Shem Shalosh, when there are three of them, Godel Mesa Ben, so the Godel's in the middle, Sheni Lola Malo Himenu, the second to him, is above him, right? The Shlishi Lola Mate Menu, and the third in line is beneath him, by his feet. One's to his head, one's to his feet. Omer Lei, V'chi Boi Shtuye Bahadei, B'mitritz Trutze V'yosev, V'mishtoy Bahadei. If the guy who's first in line is usually going to talk to the guy second in line, not the guy third in line. So if the guy second in line is to his head, he's going to have to turn around, get up, turn around to speak to him. Right? It's a big tircha. Wouldn't it be better if the guy was to his feet, he could just talk to him without moving? Right? So it's not such a great idea to put the second in line to the guy's head, better to put him to his feet. They don't talk. They just do sign language when they talk, and during the meal. I guess they don't talk the cloud during the meal, and they, what's it called, they give sign language. So therefore there's no problem of giving sign language, even if you're in the, you don't have to get up to talk to the guy, just move your hands around, the guy looks up and sees what's going on. Okay, Rashi. Afogav the Rabbanan Asun Parsoi Bitzarche Suda Biki Minaichu. Bizman Shem Shte Midos, Rikilin Hoyulecho Bahaseba Al Tsido Asmalis. They used to eat reclining on their left side. Mutta Viraglav Laoretz, Ish Ish Al Mat Mita Achas. Everybody on their own little couch, right, with their feet on the ground, but reclining, like a reclining chair. Bizman Shem Shnaim Godel Mesa Barosh, Kolon Mesa Tchila Al Mitaso. He lied down first, right? He started to what's it called to sit. He was seated first. And the position of the couch of the second in line was to his head. So the second one in line was to his head, and the third one was to his feet. Omer Rav Sheshes the Resh Galusa. So Rav Sheshes said to the Resh Galusa, "You're telling me the Parsiim were very adept at you know etiquette in meals. Doesn't sound like they had a good idea over here." The Chiboy Shduyim Matritz Tutzev Yosef Imratzal Agadol Adamrim Shenilo Tzorechu Liskof Atzmo Misiboso Leishen Zokuf Techolzman Shumuta Eino Yochel Adamrimo. As long as he's reclining right on his left side, he's looking towards his feet. He can't talk to the guy who's towards his head unless he gets up and turns around, right, sits up and speaks to him. It's a big tircha for the godel, and usually the godel speaks to the guy next to him, second in line, not to the guy third in line. L'fisha sheni lo achore rosho, he's behind his head, shall godel. Upi ha-godel mesubin, upnei ha-godel mesubin l'tzad acher. V'tov lo sheyeshiv sheni lo l'mata imenu v'yishma dvarek shumuta. Better the second in command should sit at his feet, and while he's in the same position that he's eating, should be able to talk to this guy. The other guy should have to turn around and listen. They only hint with sign language when they talk during the meal, and they don't talk actually. Okay, now the Gemara says, where do they start when they wash before the meal? They used to wash also. Again, if it's talking about Jewish, Parsi, and since I was talking about Mayim Rishon, until Shadayim. So about Goyish ones, it means that Al's Nimus, they used to wash their hands before they eat. So where do they start? Who washes first? Omer Leim Min HaGadol. They start, the greatest person at the meal washes first. So when it says, Yeshiv Gadol, Yishmu Gadol, Vashinot, Nikula, it's not right. This guy should sit there like a golem while everybody else is washing. Right? Omer Leim, no, La'alter, Maisi Tako, Kamei. Right, they immediately bring him his little TV table with his bread. Right, that's how they did. Everybody had their little table. They brought the table with his food. So he began eating immediately. So because of that, the godel was first. Basically, where we don't bring a table, right? So we'll see the shittas in the Rishonim what we do, right? How we wash. Because if you don't bring the table right away and the godel doesn't start washing, then it's a bizarre for him to sit there like a golem. So it could be then the Gadol should wash last. Okay, we'll see. Let's go on at least first. Rashi. My Mishodim Eichem Maschilim, Rav Sheshes Komerle Resh Gelusa. The Eichem Maschilim Parsiim, My Mishodim. I'm curious to know, you're telling me the Parsiim are very adept in etiquette. How do they wash? Who washes first? So he says the Gadol washes first, and he doesn't wait for everybody else. La'alter ma'isitaka kamei, shulchan shalom evi'im mi'ad lefanav, they bring him his little table, v'ochel, he starts to eat. They used to bring a little table in front of each person separately. Okay? Mai machron, the mehecha maschilim. So Rav Sheshes asked the Reish Gelusa, tell me how the Parsiim wash my machronim. Okay, where do they start from? Amrlei minakot. Right, they start from the lesser person. Okay, versus the Gadol Yosef Yodim Mizuhamos, such an oath and kula. So then the Gadol just sits there like a golem with his hands dirty, waiting for everybody to finish washing my machronim. Amrlei lo mesalki taka v'kamei adamati mai legabe. No, they don't take his table away. He can still eat. He continues eating until everybody else washes my machronim, and then they take his table away and he washes my machronim. So he continues eating. He's not sitting there like a golem with dirty hands. He's continuing eating. Amar Rav Sheshes, Ano Masnisa Yodana. I don't know about Persians. I know a Braisa. The Tanya, Ketzet Seder Haseba. We have a Braisa that teaches us how our etiquette is during the meal. Bizman Shem Shtei Mitos, when there's two beds, Gadol Mesa Barosh, the Gadol sits down first, V'sheni Lo Lamate Menu, the second one in command sits to his feet, because we don't talk in sign language. So therefore, in order to make it easy for the Gadol to converse with the guy next to him, the guy in line next to him, the guy next to him is by his feet. So he can stay in his position and talk down to this guy, and the other guy has to turn around and listen to him. V'sman Shem Shalosh Mitos, when there's three, Gadol Mesa Barosh, Sheni Lo Lamala Himenu, Shlishi Lo Lamata Himenu. When there's three mitos, then the Gadol's in the middle, the Sheni is to his head, and the Shlishi is to his feet. Rashi explains why. First of all, what's it called? La'alo b'salki taka, mikbe gadol, and the mashu kulo, until everybody washes my machronim, they don't take the table away from the gadol. But while he's still eating, they're washing my machronim. Sheni lo lamate, meno shimhutra gadol, l'safer imo lo yehi tzarek liskof. He has to speak to the guy who's with him, he won't have to turn around, the other guy will have to turn around. V'zman shem gibel, sheni lo lamale, meno, nimbo l'safer, b'safer v'ashlish imo. He has somebody to talk to, so tell the guy who's to his feet, the third one in line, right? The Imbolasapra Vashani Lo, that if he has to talk to the guy who's next in line, Tovu Shiisko, Fal Yashmila Sashani Lo, Lithne Kotmi Menu, Shehulamatava Kotmi and Lamali Menu. Right? If he has to talk to the second guy in line, better he should have to get up and talk to him than to make the Shani be subordinate to the Shlishi. In other words, if we put the Shlishi at the head of this guy, of the Gadol, so it makes it easier for the Gadol to talk, we're being mashpul the Sheni by putting him at the feet and the other guy at the head. So it's better to make the Gadol turn around to talk than to make the Sheni subordinate to the Shlishi. Maschilah bin HaGadol, alter mailei taka kameh. We start from the Gadol. What's the reading here? Okay. Mai harishoni maschilah bin HaGadol. Okay, my Rishonim, we start from the greater person. And Rashi says, and we bring the table right away so he can start eating. He doesn't have to sit there and wait till everybody else washes. My Machronim is man shame hey, maschilim bin HaGadol. Right, my Machronim, when there's only five people or less, you start from the greater person. Okay? But, this man shame meya, maschilim bin HaGadol, ad shemagiyim etzel hey, the choser maschilim bin HaGadol. The reason that the Gadol washes, even though he's going to have to wait for the next four people, wait for four people is not a bizarre. To wait for four other people to wash is not. Or we want the Gadol, he's going to be the bench. Usually the Gadol is the one who benches. So we want him to be able to look over the benching before he does it, because he's motzi everybody else. So we give him time to look over all four brachas. So we give him four people, one bracha per person, they say. So therefore, when there's only five people, he washes, first. When there's a lot of people, we wait, let him, wash towards the end, and then he's the first of the last five. Ulamakum Shemayim Achronim Chozrim L'Shav Bracha Chozeres. And where we start, the person who washes first of the last five, he's the one who benches. V'sayei Elei L'Rav, V'Rav Chia Barash Yom Rav, Kol Hanot L'Yodah B'Achrona, Tchila, Hu B'Zumah L'Bracha, the one who washes Mayim Achronim in the last five, first, the first of the last five, he's the one who makes the bracha, and that's why we give him four people to wash after him, to give him a chance to be in the bracha. Okay, Rashi. Bisman Shem Meya, Lav Dafka. Doesn't mean when there's 100 Dafka. Nu Adin Asora. Anything more than five. Ulachol Yosher Mechamisha. Shignai hu shiyasalku ashulku mefei agogl, kishiyitlu liado, v'yamtin shav Yosher Botol, ad shiyitlu kulam. It's not proper for the gadol to sit there, right, and with his dirty hands, and what's it called, wait while everybody washes, right? Therefore, when there's more than five, you have the smaller people wash first, right? So he can continue eating if he wants. We don't take the table away from the gadol, he can continue eating. Until you come to the last five, then the gadol is the first of the last five. Then we take the shulchan away from him, and he waits taka for the next four people, but the purpose is that he should look over the bracha. And if the gadol says to somebody else, you wash before me, you wash first of the last five, then that means that he's telling the other person to bench. And we're going to have a maisa with what's it called, with that, where the gadol told someone else, what's it called, go wash your hands, meaning you wash first of the last five, and he meant to tell him that he's what's it called going to bench. Hanotel yodav be'achron betchila, osa shanotel betchila sachamish achronim, korei tchila b'achronim. That's called tchila b'achronim, the first of the last five. Okay.